Com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to the program. Telephone number 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. As we continue to endure the, I'd say, the most significant winter storm of the season so far statewide, still impacting travel, wind speeds up there, and snowfall amounts not quite yet to the higher end of the predictions, but certainly they're going to keep coming. National Weather Service in Grand Forks says, hey, the snow will just keep coming into the early morning hours for a good chunk of eastern North Dakota. The winds will come up and the Arctic blast will follow. So we're not done yet. Guest today on the program, bottom of this hour, the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield North Dakota will join us to talk about their decision not to extend discontinued health care plans on the advice of the Obama administration. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in his talk radio town hall. And would encourage, if you do have a question or comment for Congressman Cramer, you get those in now to be sure you get it in. We always end up running out of time. We have a line set up for that at 855-200-1776. You just press 1, leave your message with your question or comment for Congressman Cramer. You do that now, better chance it gets in the 10 o'clock hour. 855-200-1776. I saw some real beauties out there today, Steve, in the way of winter weather drivers that caused me to start a list of pet peeves.
Were you suffering road rage this morning?
I was trying really hard not to suffer road rage, right? Because I was so glad I felt good after a little bout with the flu yesterday. Whew, down for the count big time, and felt good today. So I was in a very good mood driving. But I some fellow motorists were trying to wreck that. I guess I don't know if they. So I started a list. I have a. Again, it could be a list of 30, but I'll go with 3 of the I guess the simple way to call this list is frustrations, pet peeves with my fellow motorists. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yes.
So, you know, maybe by us having this conversation to start the program, we'll save some lives. We'll save some blood pressure pills from having to be purchased. Make it nice and easy. What winter weather driving habits of your fellow motorists belong on your pet peeve list? Number one for me, speed. You could fix 99.9% of every problem related to winter weather driving if people would just slow down.
But I will extrapolate that a little bit further. It's not just winter driving. Drive to the road conditions. Drive to the conditions of the road you're traveling, no matter what time of the year. And that's something we see out in the western part of the state quite a bit in the oil patch. People drive not to the conditions just because there's excess traffic and trying to pass people. Well, it gets worse in the winter. It gets worse in wet conditions. No matter what the conditions are, drive the speed to the road conditions.
Number two, you ever seen those folks that have maybe taken 30 seconds to clear their windshield or windows before they head out where they got like a little peephole? In the windshield, never mind the driver's side or passenger side. Well, never mind the rear. Just get a little credit card out and, you'll be fine for sure. As long as you
tell
can
you
see
what, though. I know they used to ticket quite a bit for this in Fargo. When I lived in Fargo, they do ticket quite a bit for that in Bismarck as well. You do have to have clear windows to drive.
Well, they're not ticketing enough because I see a whole lot of it. So it's number two on my top three pet peeve list. And number three is just, the word I have written down here is jerks, but that's probably a little too strong. People that are that don't practice just good common sense in interacting on the road with their fellow motorists, right? That sort of rude behavior, like, hey, I'm in a hurry and I'm going to cut you off, or I'm going to cut it a little close on the yellow light and roll on through, or I see you coming, and yeah, I know it's slick out there, but I'm still going to pull out anyway, where you have to slow down because somebody, isn't patient enough to wait. That rude factor is what I've got as number three. How about your list?
My number three is the same as yours. It's drive to the conditions. Slow down a little bit and drive to the conditions. For me, number two is your four-wheel drive vehicle does not help you stop any faster on ice. It will help you pull out of a situation a little quicker, give you a little bit more control if you know how to drive it, get you accelerating a little bit quicker. But it will not get you stopped any quicker, so drive the conditions as well. Also, lane spacing. If you leave a little extra room because you're unsure about the weather conditions, the roads are a little slick, and then somebody slides in front of you. You left that space for safety, and then somebody slides in and cuts in there because they want to be in your lane. Well, you left that space for a reason. It wasn't to give somebody an opportunity to cut in front of you. It was because there's a safety concern. The roads are slippery. You were leaving a little bit extra space. I hate people that dive in to a space that they would normally dive into when somebody probably left that extra space there just because of the driving conditions.
We could fix a lot about, you know, think of the, if folks just heeded those six warnings there, five or six calls, how much property damage and hassles and everything else would be saved. What's the deal? And you can all contribute to this list, if you'd like, by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your pet peeves of fellow motorists in winter driving, your advice to your fellow motorists, if you'd like, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Margaret has posted on our Facebook page. She's used the jerk word, too. I hope I didn't start something here. She says, the jerk who follows too close and goes too fast. Got two on Margaret's list there.
See, you and I, though, do have a different contention. We have a little different point of view on who the worst drivers are in the state of North Dakota when it comes to winter conditions.
Well, who do you think are the worst drivers?
See, now, I think it's all the out-of-staters, and I'm not going to say they're bad drivers. I'm just going to say that they're not familiar with winter driving. If you have somebody that comes from a non-winter state, a non-cold-weather state, and they're up here for the first time experiencing winter, they're probably a little less knowledgeable than we are. Those of us that have grown up in North Dakota and grown up in these winter conditions that we have in Montana and South Dakota and Minnesota and the Canadian provinces, hey, we're used to this. We're a little bit better drivers in some of these conditions. And I will say, going too slow can cause almost as many accidents as not going the appropriate speed for the conditions.
My experience is that folks that have out-of-state plates, especially from the southern states, you know, might be in that category of going a little slow, but it's better than I think the worst offenders are us because, big deal, snow out there, no big deal, I'm barreling
overly cautious will cause almost as many accidents. Because then you get the person that is going the regular speed, and you know what, I'm good for driving this speed, the roads bear that we can drive this speed, then those people get impatient.
All right, well,
too slow can be just as hazardous.
We'll let the listeners settle this one at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you're at home and or at the office. And by the way, one other thing that we should add, whatever you're finding out there in current weather conditions on the roads, feel free to pass along any road reports. Always appreciate that for fellow motorists as well. Kurt in Bismarck has a comment on this topic. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, one of my pet peeves is when there's snow on the ground, that doesn't mean you don't have to stop for the stop signs or the red light. I think when the legislature and the city commission goes and does their little hee-haw thing again, don't be the friend of the residents because you want to raise the fines on stuff. $20 for a stop sign should be maybe 70, 80. Maybe people will stop for this stuff. That's why there's accidents. People figure, well, I'm halfway through. I'm going to keep on going. But like I said, raise the fines. Maybe we'll get somewhere. That's my comment.
The rolling stop, right? We just go, oh, yeah, I'll just keep on going. Where you don't really stop. Now, sometimes I've been in the situation myself where I thought, boy, if I do stop, it's going to be a mess. Somebody behind me, somebody da-da-da-da. Or you sort of have no choice and you're weaving your way through and it's almost better to keep going through. But I think Kurt's point is where you use the weather to say, well, I'm not going to stop because I won't be able to get going again and I'll just keep going. So that one blows.
It takes an extra 5 seconds to get going from a dead stop because the roads are slick.
But that's not reason enough to not stop, right?
No.
I'm with Kurt. I think it belongs on the list, and maybe a little higher fine would make.
Tell you what, with icy roads though, Scott, and I'll ask you this, and I'll ask our listeners this: what's the most important piece of equipment that you have in your vehicle from a safety standpoint?
What?
Your rear view mirror.
Okay.
I cannot tell you how many times I've avoided being rear-ended because I watch that rear view mirror more than anything else. especially at intersections when the intersection's icy and people come up to the intersection too fast and start sliding in. And I cannot tell you how many times I would have been hit if I was not watching that rearview mirror.
So in that case, would you keep rolling? You know, break the law? Paul, you're next. Let's get you in here. Go ahead, Paula.
Well, actually, I completely agree with the rearview mirror. I watch that all the time because people don't seem to pay attention, and they just come barreling into you. But my question is people should be leaving earlier so that they can take a little more time.
Couldn't agree more,
point.
Paula.
Simple, right? Just, you know, the weather forecast says it's going to be X. I guess I'm going to. But does anybody leave early because of the weather? No, they drive fast. Paul, a good one. Leave earlier, folks. More pet peeves when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On your mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and a buddy of mine weighs in on the topic of road rage, at least this morning. Apparently, of course, the road's not that well up in Minot either. A friend of mine up in Minot, Joel, weighs in on Facebook. He says, nothing like a major dose of road rage to start the morning. Wish I could share some of my knowledge with some of the drivers in Minot today. The three most useful reminders would be, one, when traveling up an icy hill, the speed of your spinning tires does not equal the speed of your vehicle. Often it's quite the opposite. The average lane width is 12 feet. This is number two. The average vehicle width is 6 feet. There is plenty of room. You do not need to take up both lanes. And number three, I can appreciate your concern for safety, but when you turn your blinker on, it means you are turning at the next corner, not three or four blocks away. It's hard to be perfect, Joel. Thank you very much. Let's get back to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Fred in Wilton, what's on your mind today?
Now, I know that this might sound a little bit ridiculous, but I need to give you a little bit of background. I lived in Dickinson for 30 years. We moved out there in 1980, and then we decided to leave in 2010. So we purchased a home up here in Wilton, and my company in Dickinson asked me to stay with them, so I did. So now I drive back and forth every day 246.4 miles from my home to manufacturing firm I worked for in Dickinson. And I've been doing that since 2010. And I agree with both of you. Both of you have brought some real good points. And the things that I've seen on the interstate driving from Wilton to Dickinson on a daily basis would just flat blow your mind. You know, since June 1st, I've seen a total of 6 rear-end collisions on the interstate. And I have to sit there and think, now how in the world can you get a rear-end collision on the interstate? I used to think that all these people were out-of-staters. I remember back when I was in the Air Force, the station at Minot, as a part-time job, I used to run a wrecker, and I used to make quite a bit of money pulling cars out of the ditches from North Minot up to the base, and the vast majority of those were out-of-staters. But I used to think that up until a few years ago when we had a bad winter, and I remember when the interstate was closed east of Bismarck, and they had to call up the National Guard and everything out because they had to rescue like over 800 people from the interstate because they were out there in that kind of weather when the interstate was closed. And that got me to wondering. I thought, you know, there isn't that many out-of-staters back in 2010, 2011. So who in the world is going in the ditch? And one time we had a storm. I think it was the spring of 2011. And between Dickinson and Bismarck, there were 28 vehicles in the ditch, and I stopped at every single one of them to make sure everybody was okay. Half of them were from out of state, half of them from North Dakota, but all were under the age of 45. And I agree with you. I've come down on the highway, and I've gotten into what I call a train. You've got 60 cars, and they're all doing 25 miles an hour. And they're right just bumper to bumper. And if somebody makes a oops or something like that, holy cow, have you got a mess. I agree with your point when you back away trying to give somebody some room and then somebody else crawls right into that spot. I mean, what you'd like to do is just go up there and box their ears. But it's not just the out-of-staters. It's local people, and it's changed quite a bit from the year, few years. And just so you know, I'm also a CDL, have a CDL license. I've been a truck driver for 30 years. I still drive part-time, and I'm the safety and environmental manager for this manufacturing firm up in Dickinson.
So you've got some experience, Fred. What, by the way, how are the roads today? Where are you at, and how are they looking at this moment?
Well, this was an interesting day. After I got the driveway cleared out in Wilton, I, of course, the street was really bad yet. Wilton does a real good job of cleaning the streets up here, but they got the snow emergency routes cleared out, but not the side street. I live on a side street. So I took off. The roads from Wilton, I didn't think were all that bad. A little bit of drifts and a little bit of compact of snow and ice, but not that big of a deal for someone who's used to driving in North Dakota. But I got almost to Mandan, and then my wife called. She was stuck in the street, so I ended up turning around and going all the way back up to Wilton to push her out. And then I thought, well, my day is pretty well shot. So I got the four-wheel drive pickup and took my wife down to Aetna where she works. And right now I'm back up here in Wilton with the whole day with nothing to do.
Well, you're listening to the radio. That's not all bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, I get a kick out of you guys because when I come home at night, I don't really catch you in the morning because I get to Dickinson at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, And you guys are just coming on then. But I like driving slow at night on the way. By the way, I'm the guy that does 64 miles an hour on the right-hand lane because I have a Toyota Corolla and I get 42 miles to a gallon at 64 and only 32 miles to a gallon at 74. So obviously if I'm paying for my own gas, I want to get most bang for my buck. So on the way home, I turn you guys on at 7 o'clock at night, and I enjoy listening to you guys. You guys do a real good job out there. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I will not fault you for driving 64 miles per gallon or per mile if that's your best gas mileage.
And just before we let you go, since you're such a road warrior, what one piece of advice would you give to winter motorists then out there, Fred?
Wear your seatbelt. There's absolutely no reason, and you cannot tell me, especially as a safety person, that you don't know that you're not supposed to wear your seatbelt. I mean, we've been educated that since we were just little tykes. I remember I never used to wear my seatbelt. My wife and I have three daughters. They were on my case all the time. And finally, just to shut up the girls, I would wear my seatbelt. And now when I get into a car, it's like I'm not dressed if I'm wearing none. You know, I've got some friends in the highway patrol. Once again, with the background and the safety aspects. And last year, 93 people were killed on our state's highways because they exited the vehicle, because they were not belted in. The vast majority of those would have survived the accident and or walked away with minimal injuries if they would have just buckled up. And you cannot tell me that they didn't know.
Fred, I'm with you, and I'm still amazed that people don't do it, even for the shortest little trips. But good advice from someone that lives on the road. That's quite the commute. My gosh. By the way, we should tell folks, the replay is talking about Arizona 550 K-Fire. The morning edition of What's on Your Mind replay is between 7 and 9, I guess, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is.
7 and 9 at night. So that is always a chance, if you miss us in the morning, to catch us at night. So thanks for reminding folks that that's on. That's on 550 K-Fire, our flagship, Voice of the Northern Plains. Fred, enjoy your day off in Wilton today, okay?
I certainly will, and I just put your number down in my speed dial, so when I'm driving from Wilton to Dickinson and the roads aren't so great, I'll give you guys a holler and let you know how they are, okay?
Well, thank you much, Fred. You drive safe out there. I got a feeling Fred's going to be shoveling off and on most of the day. That's just a hunch.
Exactly right. I'm looking at the North Dakota road map right now and the travel map, and I am finding little tiny stretches of normal driving conditions, winter driving conditions up in the northwest, Crosby and Columbus in that area, and a little tiny stretch on the interstate just to the east of Bismarck. Otherwise, winter weather has impacted all of the roads all throughout North Dakota.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, StopSmellNow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to drop us an email today, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. And What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the weekly talk radio town hall when he takes any and all questions and comments. And if you want to get your question in now, our off-air hotline is ready for you at 855-200-1776. Just press extension 1. You can leave a message, and we'll make sure that gets in for Congressman Cramer. We encourage that on Wednesdays because we very often do not have enough time, despite the fact he's here for the whole hour, to take your calls. Also, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us tomorrow on the program. We'll talk about the property tax task force, which he says will deliver meaningful results on property taxes. And we'll give him a chance to talk about his reason for that confidence. And then Friday on the program in our 10 o'clock hour, Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Catholic Diocese and Bishop John Fulda together, Bishop Fulda of the Fargo Diocese, to parse the comments of Pope Francis that have been quite a news event over the last couple of days. Look forward to getting their perspective on that Friday, and of course welcome your questions or comments as well. Just a little bit of a programming note. Now we're pleased to be joined by the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield North Dakota, Paul Von Evers, who has made an announcement this week concerning the canceled policies that are out there in the individual market as a result of Obamacare, and try and answer some of the many questions we've had from our listeners on this particular issue. Paul, nice to have you back. How are you?
Morning.
We didn't hear you there. Paul, you're there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You can't hear me, Scott?
No, we got you now, Paul.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Good morning. I'm glad to be on this morning.
Good morning and welcome. Glad to have you. So talk a little bit about this decision. I know that there's been a lot of confusion in the marketplace with people getting policies canceled and deductibles changing and all the different changes that are coming to Obamacare. And as a result, President Obama came out and said, okay, here what, insurance companies, we'd like you just to go ahead and reverse those decisions on canceling the policies. That's something Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota has decided against. Tell us a little bit about the decision process.
Sure. Let me give you a little bit of background first. The law, the Affordable Care Act, is commonly known as Obamacare, the law does set minimum standards for insurance policies that are higher, and what I mean by that is richer benefits than a lot of the products that have been out in the market in the past. Now, there's another provision of the law that says that if you had the policy before the date the law went into effect, you would be able to keep it. But if you bought a product after the law went into effect and it doesn't meet those minimum standards, then you have to come to those minimum standards. And so that's the issue that came into play here. We did have people who bought products for the first time after the law went into effect, but before these new standards were required. And so they have a product that does not meet the definition of the law. And so we went through the whole process, complying with the law, of filing to cancel those policies with the North Dakota Insurance Department, and that was approved. And we started notifying the customers. And at that point, that's when President Obama came out and said, well, you know, he would really like it if insurance companies would allow people to stay on the law, on the old products. And so we had to struggle with that. You know, my initial reaction was, okay, if customers want to keep the policy that they have, let's see if we can do that. As we dug into it, first of all, we found problems. And secondly, we found some solutions for our customers. The problems that we found were that our prices for these new products on the exchange and off the exchange were based on the assumption that our current customers would go into the new products. And when we looked at it, what we found was that it was going to create losses in the new products if we did not have the prior customers going into those products. And essentially, other customers of Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Dakota would end up subsidizing those products. And so this change affects about 7% of our members, and we felt that it just didn't make sense to ask the 93% to subsidize the 7%. And so that's the financial side now, and that's the problem we came up with. The solution, as we looked at it again, we said, well, there are solutions for a large number of the people in the 7%. First of all, we think that about half of them are going to be eligible for a federal subsidy through the exchange, and that is going to either blunt or take away the price increases that would be involved in moving to the new products. And again, why are the new products more expensive? Because they are required to have more benefits. That's, you know, essentially why they're more expensive. So for about half the people, there will be subsidies available. For some of the rest, they'll be moving to a similar product with a moderate price increase. There is a price increase, but it won't be catastrophic. And we can help them find a cheaper product. And a lot of the people that we have covered now have products that would be considered what's called a silver or a gold product in the new product structure. Well, if they're gold, they might want to consider silver. If they're silver, they might want to consider a bronze. So we can help them find a product that meets their needs and hopefully fits within their budget. And the last thing is that we do have some people on a product called Affordablue, which was our least expensive product. And those people, if they're not eligible for a subsidy, would be facing a big increase. We did offer those customers a chance to move to a new version of Affordablue that would have run from this December to next December. And very few of those people actually took us up on that offer. And again, about half of those people will be eligible for a subsidy. So as we looked at it, it looked like we were going to be unfair to our other members, and we felt that the large majority of the people affected, we could help them find an acceptable solution.
Wasn't the majority subsidizing the minority part of the reason for Obamacare in the first place? But, you know, as you're telling us this, Paul, what I'm hearing is they're taking the flexibility out of the consumer to match a program or their insurance needs to what their needs are for their lifestyle. Is that what you're seeing a lot from Blue Cross Blue Shield? They're taking the flexibility out of you working one-on-one with your customers and losing that ability to match up a policy to what their requirements are.
Yeah, you know, Steve, on that basis, we would like more product flexibility under the law. We would like to have more product flexibility in order to be able to meet individual customer needs. What President Obama was asking for was a one-year extension on these old policies, not a change in the law. So come 2015, these products would have to change anyway. So we agree with you that we'd like to have more flexibility on products in order to be able to meet individual needs. It's just to do this one-year extension at the last minute just had a number of problems connected to it. So if there was a proposal to change the law to allow more flexibility, we would be all for that.
We had some members of Congress suggest that the insurance companies are going to come out just fine on this because there'll be subsidies for insurance companies to make up the difference when this all sets out. Are there subsidies for insurance companies from the federal government as part of this Affordable Care Act?
There are three measures as we transition into this new marketplace. There are three measures that reduce our risk. I wouldn't call them subsidies. They're risk-sharing agreements with the federal government. However, we looked at that, and we did not think it would solve the problem of changing course at the last minute here. Here's the real problem. A lot of people who don't have insurance today don't have insurance because they have a health problem. And that's one of the things the law is trying to solve, and we've always been in favor of that. We really don't want to be in a position of denying people insurance because they have a health problem. But the difficulty is the new people coming in are very likely to have existing health problems. If we don't blend them together with the rest of our business as we had planned originally, then the cost of those people is going to be very high. And there's no way that the risk-sharing agreements that the federal government has will cover that.
By and large, it seems like a giant mess, some of which I recall from the discussions when this law was being debated you predicted and were quite concerned about it. Is it every bit the mess you feared it would be so far?
It's an extremely complex law. You know, there are so many, many moving parts. You know, for example, if you have a lower income, you're eligible for a subsidy, which is going to help a lot of people. In addition to that, if you're in a particularly low-income category, we actually have to modify the benefits for you individually. So let's say you're a low-income person and you buy a silver plan. We're actually obligated under the law to give you more like gold benefits, even though you bought a silver plan. So it's an extremely complex administrative process. So for the first time ever, we have to track everybody's income level. You know, that doesn't mean we're accessing IRS files. We have to get a message basically that tells us what category you fall into. So we're not going to know your actual income, but we're going to know what category you fall into. And we have to keep track of what category you're in. And then we have to modify the benefits based on that. It's an extremely complicated administrative process to make this law work. And, you know, that's why this federal exchange had so many troubles, was because it's not that they had, you know, stupid people working on it. It's that the law itself is enormously complex, and to put it into action through this federal exchange turned out to be a more complex problem than anybody thought it was going to be.
Paul, what's your prediction? What's the ultimate outcome for this? Is it fixable? Do we need a do-over? Does it need to be scrapped and started over? Or does it just need to go away?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, let's talk about the exchange since I brought it up. We have not yet seen, you know, a lot of evidence whether the fixes that went in a few days ago have made a huge improvement or not. We certainly are hearing reports that it has made big improvements. On our end, we're
sorry to do this to you. We're up against the clock. We'll get your short answer and let you go on the other side of the break here.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. and the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620, or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388, or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Paul Von Ebers from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the president for the North Dakota chapter. Paul, sorry I ran you up against a break like that, didn't give you a chance to answer your question. Do we need to scrap this? What's the final outcome with Obamacare or affordable health care? Are there pieces that are good? Are there pieces that should stay? Should the whole thing go away? What are your predictions?
Yeah, I think there are pieces that should stay and that there are some significant pieces that we should change. And it's going to take time to work that through a legislative process. But I do think there are ways that this could be improved in pretty significant ways. And we need to be able to have a functional Congress that can, you know, get some things done. But that's what it's going to require.
It has to be horribly frustrating for an entity like yours that is, you know, trying to obviously have the best customer service and then have just the enormous frustration from customers and obviously ongoing changes. Huh?
Yes, it is difficult. We're working through it, and we're trying to work as closely with our customers as we can to make sure that they get what they need, and that's what we're here for. You know, we're a membership organization, and that's what we try to do.
Paul, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update.
Very happy to be on. Thank you.
Take care. Paul Von Ebers, the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield, on their decision not to extend the plans at the request of the Obama administration. And, you know, I applaud them for that. Because they said, look, okay, this is affecting 7% of the plans, and if we're going to do this, it's going to cost dollars that impact the other 93%. And, you know, I mean, that's not how it should work. In fact, the irony of all that is what the Obama administration was asking insurers like Blue Cross Blue Shield to do is exactly the reason they said we needed Obamacare, because there were people that were uninsured, and they were costing the rest of us money. And they said, hey, that's not fair. We need to fix this. So they turn around, and because of a screw-up of theirs, in this not working the way they'd chatted it out, you know, planted it out on a whiteboard somewhere, but somehow, you know, screw the 93% at the expense of the 7. Unbelievable.
No, we did this wrong, so we want you to do it wrong as well.
You know,
two wrongs don't make it right.
The dirty little secret of this whole thing is that the mess we've seen so far is only in the individual market, which is a small sliver of how folks get health insurance. Mind you, that one-year delay in the employer mandate is going to be the real tsunami on this thing. So I think we, you know, I think the whole website working or not working and some of that, that's like a smoke and mirrors game. That's not the real issue here, whether a website works or not. The real issue is the impacts from a law that's just really bad. And he touched on it. I mean, mandating you need to include this in a policy regardless of whether somebody needs it or not. What sense is there in that? I don't get it.
Well, it goes back to government mandates. It goes back to the government mandates. Where are government mandates ever a good thing? And, you know, what's next? Am I supposed to pay for somebody's car insurance because they have a vehicle and they can't afford to pay their car insurance? Is that next? Where does that stop?
Couple minutes for your calls here. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And that oil industry is creating thousands and thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Our Facebook question of the day, what winter weather driving habits of your fellow motorists belong on your pet peeve list? Let us have it. And by the way, they are letting us have it. Liberty says that the cheap moron who doesn't have snow tires on their vehicle. All season equals three season in North Dakota. You can get good snow tires for about $500, and they will last for many seasons. Four-wheel drive won't help you stop, but real snow tires will. Likely no more in cost than your deductible for one accident. Get them and use them and drive a normal speed and stop at a normal distance. Then you won't be blocking the road or skidding out of control in front of people like me that have to be driving for their job. 60,000 miles a year, baby. How about that? We have jerk in one answer, and we have cheap moron in the other here. I think we have some short tempers out there because of the weather conditions, Steve. I don't know what you think.
And you know, I've always long said that we don't have road rage in North Dakota, but apparently there is when it comes to winter driving.
Exactly. Let's get Ed and Tioga in here. You're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, he just made a comment about we have to pay for people who can't afford car insurance. We pay for that. It's called uninsured motorists. For idiots that can afford to drive and smoke and drink, but they can't afford car insurance, we have to insure our cars against them. So we're paying for people who can't afford their car insurance, along with the stupid, dumb ACA, whatever.
Yeah, but how long, Ed, before we wind up paying for it from a government mandate because somebody's going to decide that, oh, well, everybody should have car insurance, just like everybody should have health insurance?
Well, car insurance, along with a car driver's license, is a privilege. If you have you don't have the right to drive. You have the privilege of driving if you pass the test. But people get out and drive without driver's license and without insurance, and we have to insure our vehicles against them. So, yeah, it's when the government says you have to buy this, that's Obama for you.
And, you know, the sad part, Ed, is it doesn't fix anything, as you can see. Now you just have other people that don't have insurance or have higher deductibles or higher premiums or whatever. So it's not even the utopia they sold it as. Very frustrating. Ed, appreciate the call. Good common sense up there in Tioga. Let's see. We have to take a break. When we come back, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get your questions in now at 855-200-1776. Press 1.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.